It Is Well by Horatio Spafford, 1873. But he knows the way I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. Job 23:10. Horatio Spafford had known peaceful and happy days as a successful attorney in Chicago and father of 5 children. He was a loyal friend and supporter of evangelist Dwight L. Moody. Most of what he had grown accustomed to was about to change when the great Chicago fire spread throughout the Windy City in 1871. Spafford had invested heavily in real estate, and when the fire destroyed thousands of homes, he also lost his fortune. About the same time, his only son at age 4 died suddenly of scarlet fever. At the recommendation of Spafford's family doctor, he decided to take his family to Europe. The travel might lift their spirits, and he would also have the opportunity to assist in the Moody Revival meetings scheduled there. Spafford was delayed due to unforeseen urgent business, so he sent his wife and 4 daughters ahead on the SS Villa du Harve, planning to join them soon. As he was settling them into a cabin aboard the luxurious French liner, he suddenly became uneasy and chose instead to move them to a room closer to the bow of the ship. They parted company with a comforting promise that he would soon join them. But halfway across the Atlantic, on November 22, 1873, the passengers were suddenly jolted from their bunks where they lay sleeping. The ship was rammed by an English vessel, and the French liner split in two. All 4 daughters, Tanetta, Maggie, Annie, and Bessie, were among the 226 who drowned. Mrs. Spafford was miraculously spared, as a falling mast knocked her unconscious, and a strong wave swept her body onto a piece of floating wreckage where later she regained conscious, and among the 47 survivors fought to stay alive. Upon reaching Wales, she cabled 2 words to her husband, "Saved, alone." Taking the earliest ship, Spafford hurried to his wife's side. On a cold December night, the captain called him aside to inform him, "I believe we are now passing over the place where the Villa du Havre went down." Spafford returned to his cabin, but sleep evaded him. After weeks of the tug at war in his heart, he said to God, "It is well. The will of God be done." It was this deep, settled peace that stirred him to pin these immortal words, "When peace, like a river, attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul." Like Job of the Bible and Spafford of the 18th century, may we, when tested by fire, come out shining forth as gold. When unwelcome tragedy invades our lives, may our God of eternal peace and earthly comfort bring patient endurance, renewed hope, and a steadfast spirit. Let's pray. Father, as you comfort us in all our troubles, help us to comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from you. Amen.